You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, the Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
A recent salient survey revealed that 75% of students at Victoria University of Wellington felt unsafe while on a night out in the Wellington CBD. This comes amidst a nationwide statistical increase in violence, with figures from 2023 to 2024 showing increases in murder and manslaughter offences, up 77% from the year before. As such, a petition was launched on our Action Station by the Victoria African Diaspora Student Association, also known as VASTA, calling on the Wellington City Council to create and fund a wide-scale cross-community project aimed at addressing violence in the CBD and improving the safety of rangatahi. The petition was also launched in the wake of the murder of Luke Smith, a 21-year-old student who was killed in Wellington's Courtney Place. I spoke to Rachel Jaboon, the outgoing president of VASTA, to discuss the petition and her organization's calls to the Wellington City Council to improve the safety of rangatahi. To start off, can you give us a rundown on the petition and what your calls are?
So the petition is about protecting our youth, really making the Wellington streets safe for young people and just, you know, in general for everyone. But, I mean, first I'd like to acknowledge Luke Smith and his family, because that's kind of the reason why we started doing this petition. You know, he lost his life way too early, and I really feel like there's things that could have been put in place to help prevent that. And so that's what this petition is all about. So it's about, yeah, making the Wellington streets safer. And the Mayor Tory Fano has asked for a refreshed city safety plan now that the Ponica Promise is coming to an end. So we felt like this was a good time, you know, to petition for this. And really, we want the Wellington City Council to give back funding to initiatives like Take 10, you know, and that will help increase the safety in the inner city. Part of it as well is that, you know, since 2020, 2021, there have been other groups advocating for a safer city in Wellington as well. So we're just kind of joining onto that and adding more things that we feel like could add to the increased safety in Wellington. So that's really what our petition is about.
What kind of safety issues do students and young people face in Wellington?
So for one, I would say, like, just as time has gone by, Wellington City is just not what it used to be. It's not as vibrant. It's not as, well, we just don't feel like it's well monitored either. There's not a lot of places or people that young people feel they can go to be safe. So one of the issues was with public transport, for example, late at night. You know, buses are like hourly after 10 p.m., which is hard for a lot of students because they can only work on weekends. And so that kind of gives them very few options to get home safely. So that's one of the issues that we saw. Another one was just with the nightlife in town, you know, in the clubs, people are not feeling safe. So that came from a recent salient survey, which is the student magazine at Victoria University, said that 75% of students have felt unsafe in the Wellington nightclub, and many of them highlighted the issues they face traveling to and from the city at night. So those are the two main things. It's just people don't feel safe in town. People don't have a way to safely get home from town or into town for work. So yeah, those are the two main issues we want to address.
So what are the steps that the local Wellington government can take to make people feel safer and reduce violence in the CBD?
So the immediate solutions that Wellington City Council could take is to increase funding for Take 10, which already is there, but it's to include more safe spaces in and around Cuba Street and Courtney Place areas. And in the Take 10 space, there should be, you know, free Wi-Fi and public accessible charging stations for people, especially that would help with, you know, the drinking culture in New Zealand is quite bad. So that would help for people, you know, to go there to access free mental health care if they need it. There should be some free kai, free water, some lollies, just a space for people, you know, to kind of calm down, or just a safe place for people to go to if they feel like they've been abandoned by their friends or something. It's just one of the things. Another one would be free and accessible transport in town, which is something really the government can do. I mean, even if we start with just free transport from, let's say, 11 o'clock until 6 a.m., that would make a huge difference for young people. And the third would be requiring all liquor license holders to ensure that their staff are trained in de-escalation training, as well as wardens from most of the affected communities to be trained and present over the weekend. And I feel like that would increase the safety in Wellington.
How effective has New Zealand police and law enforcement in Wellington been at curbing violence in the CBD and keeping people safe?
I feel like that's a hard question for me to answer. But I think obviously the statistics, I guess, would speak for themselves. You know, like if people are still feeling unsafe, even though that the police have increased their awareness and presence in town, I feel like, you know, there's some sort of discrepancy with that. You know, if there's more police, but people are still feeling unsafe or increasingly feeling unsafe, I feel like it hasn't been effective enough, which is why we would like to have more wardens from the affected communities, just because, yeah, we feel that that would make a change. You know, if you see someone who's a bit more relatable, someone that you know for sure cares about you, it would be easier for young people to approach those people as opposed to the police who they might not feel like make a difference for them.
So increased police presence may not necessarily help people feel safer.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it would be good to have training for de-escalation wardens to work with the police. You know, so it would be a working together kind of thing. You know, that's why we want this thing to be a collaborative event with the Wellington City Council, but with the young people, because we know what we need and we know what needs to be put in place. So be working together with the law enforcement, with the Wellington City Council and with the affected communities, with the young people and ethnic communities and, yeah, just anyone who feels unsafe.
So as you mentioned earlier, this petition has come about as the Pōneke Promise program is coming to an end. Can you tell us about the Pōneke Promise program and how this has impacted the safety of Wellington's residents?
So the Pōneke Promise came out of the coalition in 2020 and 2021, the Wellington Alliance Against Sexual Violence. They organized a rally on Courtney Place and they called on Wellington City Council and its partners to prioritize sexual violence prevention. So they listened, and that's when they created Pōneke Promise, which widened its focus on making the city safer, vibrant and welcoming. So it's just like, now that that's coming to an end, we're like, no, that doesn't need to end. In fact, there needs to be more of that, which is, I guess, where our push is coming from as well. These things are continuous problems. Like, they didn't end because Pōneke Promise started, and they're not going to end if we cut off the funding for these things. Like, it needs to be an ongoing long-term strategy that needs to stay in place.
And would you say that the program has been effective at reducing violence?
I think it has. I mean, when I started university, there wasn't any sort of thing that I knew, you know, if I'm feeling unsafe or something happens to me, these are the people I can access. But because of the Pōneke Promise, you know, I feel like it's given some students a sense of, you know what, even if I feel unsafe, there's these people to go to, or there's this thing in place that I know is looking out for me. So I think it has been effective, but I think it's just the start. And yeah, that's why I believe we just need to continue it.
All right, Rachel, that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap things up?
Well, I'd just like to stress the importance of this petition. You know, it's not just about, you know, the young people. It's really about anyone who works in or lives around town as well, you know. I think it's really important that as a community, as the wider Wellington community, you know, we rally in support of the young people and especially the students, because some of them, you know, they don't feel they have a voice for themselves. So by signing this petition, you're really advocating for the rights and the needs of the young people in Wellington. So we'd really appreciate that.
And that was Rachel Jaboon from the Victoria African Diaspora Student Association talking to us about a petition calling for the Wellington City Council to improve the safety of rangatahi and students in Wellington's CBD. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Protect Our Youth, Make Wellington's Streets Safe.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.